Our top story, the US Air Force says coalition planes accidentally targeted the Syrian army in the city of Deir ez-Zor. And strikes would have continued if not for a call from the Russian military. That's the result of an investigation into the incident which happened in September.
The strikes were conducted under a good faith belief that the strikes were targeting ISIL in accordance with the law of armed conflict.
The US CENTCOM investigator said he found there was no intent to target Syrian forces. He said the US military believed they were targeting ISIL. He said it was an unintentional, regrettable error. The investigator also came to the conclusion that the U.S. forces have not violated laws of armed conflict. From the way CENTCOM presented this, prosecution seems very unlikely. We've seen this happen before when the Pentagon investigates a strike that went terribly wrong, like the bombing of the hospital in Kunduz, Afghanistan, decides it was unintentional and therefore not a crime. The U.S. airstrikes on September 17th in Deir ez-Zor, Syria, killed over 60 members of the Syrian military. It reportedly allowed ISIL to make advances in the area. They then had to be pushed back. Other details came up during the CENTCOM investigator's briefing. The U.S. CENTCOM investigator said that the strikes would have lasted longer and would have killed more people had there been no hotline contact between Russia and the U.S. on Syria. That hotline was established as part of efforts to prevent an accidental clash between Russian and American forces.